Welcome to the Lefrisian Chronicles, Dawn of Decay, Part 1, a magical audio drama storytelling experience. A special thanks to the following contributors who made this show a possibility: Megan Nicole Griffin, Rin Moran, Harry Bishop, and Ryan Halfhill. This show contains swearing, the topic of death and grief, substance abuse, as well as themes of violence. Thank you. And enjoy this episode of the Lefrisian Chronicles, Dawn of Decay, Part 1. Dear Diary, things are tense. I guess that's a good word for it. Ever since our wedding, well, what was supposed to be our wedding, everyone has been on edge. Including me. Arson's missing. Well, Arson's body is missing. And honestly, I feel like I haven't felt peace since it happened. No one in Hollowlight has. It's like we're all walking around, holding our breath, waiting for the fallout. It's been 2 months. If something was going to happen, it would have by now, right? Uncertainty. Something we're all too familiar with here in Lefrisia. You know, after the ceremony, Kai and Aaron stayed for as long as they could, to help, but in time they had to head back to Asmar. Kaelin eventually started a task force. Nyx, Gregor, Colton, Dominic. We've been working on this nonstop. I try not to think of anything as hopeless, but we are beginning to run out of options.
Orly.
Hey, come on in. I'm done.
Writing again?
Yeah.
That's your third entry today.
I'm not sure what else to do.
I understand that. I'm glad you have an outlet.
How are you today?
Same as always.
Come here.
Kaelin sunk into the cozy cushion in the bay window, settling between Orly's legs and leaning back into her. Her arms circled him, holding him tightly.
You didn't come to bed last night.
I was in town following a lead.
Learn anything new?
Nothing.
That's okay.
It's been months, Orly. And I'm no closer to finding the person who took Arson's body now than I was the day he was stolen.
I know.
Tell me you feel it too.
Feel what?
The tension. Arson's grave was a symbol of a new beginning. A fresh start. It was an indication of Lefrisia finally being free. Since he's been missing, it's like we're all just waiting for the cage to lock again.
We will find his body. I know we will.
I'm failing my kingdom.
Don't you dare say those words, Kaelin.
Spoken or not, they're true.
You look tired.
Stop. I know what you're going to say.
I doubt it.
You're going to tell me that I need to rest. That it isn't healthy to obsess like this.
While that's all true, that wasn't what I was going to say.
Oh yeah?
I was going to say that Lefrisia is lucky to have someone like you who cares so deeply about its safety.
I care. But what good is that if I can't actively prevent and avenge things like this? I promised our people I'd stop this.
You will.
I promised them I'd return Arson's body.
You will.
I promised I'd marry you.
And you will, Kaylin. Listen, we both made the choice to postpone, and I don't regret it for a second. Because a title doesn't change how I feel about you or this kingdom. Look at me.
Kaylin twisted until his tired eyes met Orly's. She traced idle lines across his cheek, smiling at her husband-to-be. He melted into her touch.
This is not all on you. This is not your burden to bear alone. You have me, and you have all of us, and we will figure this out together, okay?
Have I told you yet today that I love you?
I'd happily hear it again.
I love you, Orly.
And I you. Nyx is supposed to arrive back today, right?
Yeah, she's going to give her report to the task force today.
Do you think that he'll be there?
I don't think he's ready yet.
I'm worried about him.
Me too.
Well, let's go hear this report then. Hey, maybe it'll be good news.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm afraid it's not good news.
I told you it wouldn't be good.
Gregor, let her talk.
I'm just saying. I called it.
Well, excuse me for wanting to see the bright side for once.
Gregor, Colton, please.
Just tell us what you found, Nyx.
Well, as you know, we got a tip that there was suspicious activity on Silk Island. So I took a small unit to check it out.
Silk Island is a freaking wasteland.
You're not wrong about that. There were little to no livable resources. It's no wonder it's been abandoned.
Did you find the source of the activity?
Yes and no.
Enlightening. Thank you.
There was definitely someone there recently. We followed the trail.
Any sign of arson?
No. For all we could tell, it was just a traveler. The trail ended at a thorn patch. I'm sorry, Kaylin.
It's not your fault, Nyx. Thank you for checking it out.
Follow every lead. That's what we agreed upon.
I just wish it was panning out.
Have we considered the possibility they left LaFresia?
We had Dominic watching the gates very carefully.
We snuck into LaFresia once. Who's to say they didn't slip out?
And it's not like Dominic is the most reliable team ever these days.
Gregor.
What? Am I wrong?
You don't have to be an ass about it.
Look, I get it. I'm not minimizing what he's going through. But can you honestly tell me you think Dominic's been watching the gates as closely as you would have?
Enough, Gregor. Do your job and leave us to do ours.
Are there any more leads?
One more. A small town in Lowshire. Doesn't sound too promising, but...
Follow every lead.
I'll leave first thing tomorrow.
No, send someone else, Nyx. You have barely spent 3 days at home in the last 2 months.
It's my duty.
You're the captain. It's called delegating.
I'll go. I can take a small team to check it out.
Are you sure?
I think you're forgetting that those unseelie forces you like to utilize trained with me.
That explains the bad habits I spent weeks breaking.
Gregor will lead the next search. Nyx, get some rest and take a day off. You deserve it.
Thank you, Ellie.
All right. We will reconvene when you return. Safe travels, Gregor.
Don't miss me too much.
I'll report back tomorrow, Your Majesty.
Rest, Nyx. You deserve it.
So do you, Kaylin.
Tell Leslie we said hi.
I will.
Colton, how is he?
Fine. He's fine.
Colton.
I don't know what you want me to say, Ellie. He's not okay, okay? He lost 3 people he was close to in the span of a few days, and he feels personally responsible for each of them.
He has to know that's not true.
Well, he doesn't.
I tried to talk to him last week. He told me he was too busy.
Don't take it personally, Ellie. He's not talking to anyone right now.
Even you?
It's hit or miss.
I wish I knew what to do.
There's really nothing to do. Just be there for when he's ready.
He was fine at the wedding.
You had him running nonstop. He was distracted. I mean, think about it. He couldn't grieve Pendrake because you were off searching for the missing Lafrisians. Couldn't grieve Ramona because he was mid-battle. And he couldn't grieve Shelby because he had best man duties to perform.
And when the distraction stopped...
He had to feel it. All of it.
How are you?
What do you mean?
Well, this can't be easy on you either.
I'm fine.
I don't have to be a suggestive Faye to know that you're lying.
I have to be fine. Because if I'm not fine, then who's going to be there for him?
Maybe you both could come live with us here. There's plenty of room.
This place has a lot of memories for him, Caitlin. It's probably too hard to walk these halls without her here.
I wish he'd let me talk to him.
Don't give up, okay?
Of course not. Never.
I'm going to get home. Let me know what you need from me.
Just take care of him, okay?
Always.
And then the person exploded into a bunch of crows and clawed through their neck, killing them. I watched the life drain out of their face as they just sort of bled out. Isn't that just the worst?
It certainly sounds like it.
I think I need another drink.
I think you should slow down.
One more drink, please.
Oh, thank God you're here.
2 glasses of water, please.
On it.
And don't forget my drink!
Hey, you.
Colton.
How was your day?
My day.
It was just a question.
Yeah, a dumb one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead and tell me what you want to say.
I don't know.
Tell me I'm being ridiculous. Tell me I need to get over it. Tell me you hate me.
Dom, none of that is true.
Don't lie to me.
I have never lied to you.
Pretty sure you met me when you were undercover.
I didn't tell you who I was, but I technically didn't lie to you.
Oh, good for you. Being such a good partner that you have to resort to technicalities.
Dom, please.
Stop, Colton. Listen, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to support me and be there for me and love me. Well, I don't deserve it, so you can stop.
You do deserve it, and I'm not going to stop.
I'm going home.
I'll come with you.
Can I get 5 minutes alone? Please.
Is that what you need?
I don't know what I need, Colton. I'll see you at home.
Dom.
Don't. Please.
I'm worried about you.
I don't care.
So I take it you'll handle the tab.
Yeah.
Dominic climbed the hill, overlooking the town of Hololite, one lonesome step at a time. The headstones that scattered the area sat in various states of disarray. Dominic's chest tightened the closer he got to the field's newest addition. The obsidian stone stood tall among the sea of memories long forgotten. He came to a stop before the stone and ran his fingers over the name carved into the surface.
Well, go ahead then. Aren't you going to yell at me? Make fun of me? call me names. That's what you do, isn't it? So do it then. Say something. Say anything. Come on, Shelby. I'm right here. I'm right here.
I thought I might find you here.
Go away.
I come to talk to her sometimes, too.
She's not there.
I know that, but it helps, doesn't it? Saying the things we need to say, even if nobody is listening.
I don't want to hear it, okay? I'm sorry, I know you're trying to help, but I don't need it.
Well, then it's a good thing I'm here to talk to Shelby, not you.
Orly brushed past Dominic gently, settling down onto the ground at the base of the headstone. She pulled a small book from her bag and placed it in front of her. Dominic recognized the cover instantly.
Hey, Shelby. I'm sorry I haven't been by in a few days. I spent most of it in the library, actually, researching why someone might have stolen Arson's body.
Dominic looked to the ground, guilt threatening to overtake him. He had been asked to do that research, but he had forgotten.
Anyway, I found this book. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to read it or anything. I know how that would go. But it made me think of you. It's called The Warrior.
Orly thumbed through the pages quickly, finding the passage she wanted.
A warrior is much more than a fighter. A warrior is more than a soldier. A warrior is powerful, not in strength, but in will. In constitution. A warrior's tongue is as sharp as their swords. A warrior fights battles that they weren't prepared for. A warrior is someone who is hard on themselves in ways they don't deserve. A warrior is the only one with the power to forgive themselves, and until they do, they are never truly out of the war.
A tear slid down Dominic's face. He wiped it away quickly with the back of his hand as Orly moved to prop the book up against the headstone.
You can't leave that book out here.
I can, and I will.
It can't survive the conditions.
Shelby, I need some advice. There's this mutual friend of ours. He's been going through a tough time since we lost you.
I know what you're doing.
Shh, I'm talking to Shelby right now. Anyway, as I was saying, he seems to think that the whole thing that happened in Asmar was his fault. I know, right? But hey, maybe you can help me convince him that he's not responsible for the very real and very dangerous Lua that terrorized and killed the Frisians and Asmarians alike.
I'm not an idiot, Ellie.
I never said you were.
I know I didn't actually kill them.
Then why are you letting this guilt eat you alive?
Because I didn't kill them, but I could have saved them!
You did everything you could.
That makes one of us.
What did you just say to me?
You heard me. If anyone should feel guilty right now, it's you. I thought you were supposed to be legendary! You didn't save Pendrake! You didn't even try to save Shelby! You healed Kaelin after Arson stabbed him, so what? You only actually try to save people you're in love with?
Careful, Dominic. You might say something you regret.
I only regret ever trusting you to keep us safe.
You are hurt, Dom, but that does not give you permission to hurt me.
I couldn't hurt you if I tried. Because you're a big, bad legendary. You're Orly Faye Sharp, the selfish savior of Lafrisia.
Dom.
Am I wrong? You were too busy freaking out about your stupid love life to get to Pendrake quick enough. You gave up the crown because you didn't want it. You left all of us to go back to Earth, practically ruining Kaelin in the process. And who knows? If you hadn't selfishly run away from your parents, they might still be alive too.
Do not talk about my parents. I can't believe you just said that to me.
I meant every word.
You know, attacking me won't bring them back. Nothing can bring them back, Dom.
Leave me alone.
Fine. Goodbye, Shelby.
Damn you, Shelby. Damn you.
Dominic sat on his knees at the base of Shelby's tombstone. His tear-soaked cheeks burned. His fingers dug into the ground next to him, and his gaze trailed to the book Orly had left.
Screw being a warrior.
Did you lose them recently?
Dominic sprung up from his spot on the ground quickly, turning to see the source of the sound. A tall, slender woman with nearly translucent pale skin, dark veins that ran like serpents under the surface, and bright white hair, approached and smiled at him. Her long, bony fingers were tented as she neared him in a long silver skirt, trailing behind her.
Who are you?
Sorry. I did not intend to startle you. I'm visiting somebody here as well.
I'm not visiting.
Right, of course. I get it. I've yelled at my fair share of tombstones.
I'm not yelling.
Anymore. Well, that was quite the display with your friend earlier. So was it recent, their death?
A few months.
Very recent, then.
Feels like yesterday.
Did you love them?
Shelby or Pendrake? Or perhaps you mean Ramona? Frankly, you need to be more specific when talking about the people I've lost, because the numbers are many.
I understand that more than you may realize. Tell me about them all.
Ramona and Pendrake were librarians. Informative, Faye, like me. Shelby is... was, in my unit, one of my best friends. They were murdered.
Murder is one of the hardest deaths to come to terms with, isn't it? Does their murderer live?
No.
Consider yourself lucky, then.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
My partner was killed some time ago. Murdered, like yours were.
I'm sorry.
His killer is still alive. Still out there, right now, breathing the air that my lover can no longer taste.
Have you, told the authorities? Do you know where they are?
I know exactly where they are.
And you should turn them in.
I would, if I could. But it's not that simple. Matters of life and death rarely are.
So you're going to let your partner's murderer just get away with it?
No, of course not. I intend to make them pay for every ounce of pain they inflicted on the love of my life. In my own time.
You're talking about seeking your own revenge.
Tell me you would not do the same. Had the person responsible for your friend's death been alive?
No. I wouldn't have. Well...
Of course not. My apologies. So, tell me about this Shelby.
Shelby was... difficult. Hot-headed. Stubborn. And sarcastic. One of the fiercest friends I've ever had.
That type of friend does not come around too often.
No, they don't.
How did you lose her?
She was killed in a mission. Saving us.
A hero, then?
Yeah. A hero.
The woman glided across the dirt towards the other side of the graveyard. Dominic watched her with piqued interest. She did not stop before a single tombstone, but instead began slowly circling several large stones, running a finger along the names and the rough surfaces.
What are you doing?
Grieving, as you are. I will let you get back to it.
Did you know them all?
No, of course not.
So you're grieving people you've never met?
I am grieving the lives they still have yet to live. You know, a person's essence remains with their body long after they are gone.
Scientifically speaking, that's false.
You do not believe in life after death?
I'm not one to debate the validity of the afterlife.
I am not referring to an afterlife.
But you just said...
Life after death, yes.
Okay.
Life can be restored, returned.
You don't mean...
Resurrection, I do. What would you do to hear their voices again?
Who?
The ones you've lost.
That's not possible.
Anything is possible.
Not that.
Why are you so sure?
Because I've read the studies. That type of medicine doesn't exist.
Who said anything about medicine?
You can't be serious.
I assure you, I am.
You're talking about necromagic. That facet of suggestive magic hasn't been seen in centuries. Banned.
I did not ask for your moral stance. I asked what you would do to hear their voices again.
It doesn't matter what I'd do, because it could never happen.
Of course, of course.
The mysterious woman continued her walk through the graveyard, stopping at each stone. Dominic stood and began to leave, his brows furrowing with confusion from his conversation with the stranger.
This one is strong.
Dominic turned back to the woman and watched as she placed a slender hand on Shelby's tombstone. Her eyes drifted closed.
You were right. She has a hero's spirit. I can feel it.
What do you mean you can feel it?
I could do it, you know.
Do what?
Bring her back.
Don't say things like that.
Are you afraid?
I'm afraid that you're absolutely insane.
We could help each other.
I don't need anyone's help.
Dominic continued his trek away from the cemetery, and the woman with bright white hair and strange promises.
Read this book. It may change your mind. If you want to understand, meet me here tomorrow at midnight.
I won't change my mind.
With each step away from Shelby's tombstone, Dominic felt his heart tighten. He shook his head, effectively snuffing out the small bloom of hope that began in his chest at the stranger's words.
You're back. Did you find him?
Yeah, I found him.
What's wrong?
What isn't wrong, Galen?
What happened with Dominic?
He told me exactly how he feels about me.
I'm sure whatever he said was exaggerated with anger and pain.
He told me that he blamed me.
For what?
Everyone we've lost.
He didn't.
Oh, he did. He said that I was too selfish to stay and save my parents, to get to Pendrake, or to save Shelby.
He didn't mean it.
I believe his exact words were, "I mean every word."
He's in pain.
I know that. But so are we.
Come here.
Aurelie climbed into bed next to Kaelin and nestled into his side, placing her head in the crook of his neck.
I'm worried we're gonna lose him too.
Me too.
What if he's right?
Aurelie.
No, I mean, the way in which he delivered his message left some things to be desired, but what if he's right? I have been selfish.
Stop.
I didn't believe my parents, and because of that, they're dead.
Your parents died because of one man's corruption. Arson killed your parents, not you.
I couldn't save Pendrake.
After the Slua sliced their throat past the point of no return.
And Shelby...
died protecting us. Do you need me to keep going? Because I will. I will do whatever it takes to convince you that you were not responsible for any of the tragic things that have happened to you or anyone else.
Shelby is gone.
Your power wouldn't have saved Shelby. You know it. And somewhere deep down, Dom knows it too.
Yeah, well, that little voice in my head says otherwise.
If you need me to continue to convince you, I will. I would overthrow the King of the Seven Hells if it meant I could destroy the demons you fight, Aurelie.
I do not deserve you.
I'll never stop until you know that isn't true.
What are we gonna do? I mean, how are we gonna help him?
I don't know yet.
We can't give up on him. We can't.
We won't.
So he just left?
Yeah, just like that.
He'll come around.
How do you know?
I don't, but that's what people say.
Gee, thanks.
Why don't you come on this mission with me?
What?
I'm leaving for Loshire in the morning. Come with me.
I can't leave him.
You're not leaving him. You're giving him space. That's what he asked for, right?
Yes, but...
No, but, Colton, maybe you should listen to him. Give him the alone time he's asking for. Gods know you both could use the break.
I don't know. That feels like I'm giving up on him.
Do you want to? Give up on him?
Of course not. No, never.
Then you have nothing to worry about. You're not giving up. You're giving him time.
Okay, you're right. A few days might do us both some good.
Nice. You and I on a mission again. Just like old times.
Yeah.
Go rest up. Talk to Dom. We leave first thing tomorrow.
I'll see you then. Dom, are you home?
Colton entered quietly through the doors to the house he shared with Dominic. The lights in the front room, converted library, were on, as they often were when Dominic was home. Colton took tentative steps toward the doorway. He saw Dominic curled up on one of the lounge chairs with a book in his lap, but he wasn't reading it any longer. Instead, he was staring out the window, with a vacant expression coloring his face.
Hey, there you are. Is that a good book? Hey, have you eaten yet? I'm probably just going to heat up last night's. Okay, I'm leaving tomorrow morning to go on the surveillance mission with Gregor. I'll be gone for a few days.
Okay.
Ah, he speaks.
I was thinking.
What about?
Nothing.
Okay.
Colton.
Yeah?
What would you do to bring back your mom?
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, if someone told you that they could bring your mom back, would you do it?
She's been gone a long time, Dom.
That didn't answer my question.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Why not?
Because I've made my peace with the fact that she's gone. She's found her rest, and it would be wrong of me to try and disrupt that in any way.
Didn't you love her?
Yes, of course I did. I still do.
Okay.
What book are you reading? I don't recognize it.
It's nothing.
What's going on, Dominic?
Nothing.
Dom.
I said nothing.
Okay. I'll leave some dinner for you in the kitchen. I love you. You know that, right?
You shouldn't.
Report back as soon as you find anything.
Of course, Your Majesty.
I hate that I'm not coming with you.
Don't trust me?
It's not that. I just feel so helpless when I'm not doing something.
I understand that.
We've got it covered, Nix.
But if you want something to do, maybe check in on him every once in a while?
Link back to us when you get there.
Aye, aye.
Hey, Ellie, can I talk to you for a second?
Of course. What's going on, Colton?
Okay, so I was talking with Dom last night, and he said something kind of concerning.
What did he say?
He was talking about my mom, and he asked if I would bring her back to life if I had the chance.
What?
Listen, I know.
You don't think he's seriously considering turning down a path like that, do you?
How could he? That sort of magic doesn't even exist anymore, but well, you know him. He will do whatever he can to figure out a way when he sets his mind to something.
He wouldn't. There's no way.
He might try to find one, Ellie, or make one. I don't know, but he's not himself. I need you to stop him from making a mistake.
He's angry with me. I don't think he'd listen to a word I say.
He will. He respects you. He loves you. Just, I hate the idea of leaving right now, especially when he's saying things like this.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Colton, what did you say?
What do you mean?
When he asked if you'd bring your mom back, if you had the chance. What did you say?
I said no.
Right.
We need to protect him, Ellie, even if it's from himself.
Go. Complete the mission. We will figure out everything else here.
I'll see you soon.
You ready to head out, Colton?
Yeah, let's go.
Remember to
link you every hour on the hour, because you can't seem to relinquish any modicum of power.
I was going to say, bring a travel pack. But yeah, that works too.
We've got this, Captain. Don't worry about us.
See you soon.
Be careful, both of you.
Careful is my middle name.
Wait, I thought it was Bartholomew.
Oh! I told you that in confidence.
Sorry, forgot.
Colton and Gregor slung their packs over their shoulders and headed out, leaving Nyx, Aurelie, and Kaelin standing alone in the room.
I think I'm going to go by and visit Dom.
I'll go with you.
I will too.
Wait, I thought you were meeting with Flax in a few hours to discuss this year's schedule of events.
That feels rather trivial in light of everything going on, doesn't it? Talking about festivals and celebrations.
I think LaFrisia could use a little trivial right now.
You're probably right.
I know I'm right.
Let me know how he is, okay? And don't let him get to you.
I'll be back soon.
Aurelie and Nyx traveled through the halls of the palace in silence. They didn't speak as they descended the front staircase, not even when they began down the trail toward the village.
You okay?
What? Oh, yeah, sorry, just thinking.
So, how bad is it?
Which disaster are you referring to?
That good, huh?
Dominic is drinking himself into a stupor and lashing out at anyone who comes within spitting distance. The citizens are restless and on edge about Arson's body going missing. Oh, and Kaelin is losing sleep over finding and returning it.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just stressed. This has been a very hard few months.
It has.
I miss her.
Me too.
You know, I'm no stranger to death, but no matter how many times I lose someone, it never gets any easier.
Grief is funny like that.
Nyx rapped her knuckles against the wooden door to Dominic's house. There was no answer beyond the door.
Maybe he's not home.
Or he's not looking for visitors.
Dom, open up. It's me.
Maybe he's asleep.
It's after noon.
Or maybe he's at the bar.
It's only noon. Dom.
Nyx knocked louder, and suddenly they heard shuffled footsteps from beyond the door. When the door creaked open, their eyes landed on a disheveled Dominic. His eyes were sunken, his skin paler than normal, and a dark shadow of facial hair graced his features. His brown hair was wild, spreading out in every direction.
What do you want?
Hey, Dom. Sorry, did we wake you?
Clearly.
Can we come in?
I'd rather you didn't.
We just saw Colton off. He's headed out to Loshire.
Cool.
Do you want to go get some lunch with us?
Not particularly.
Have you eaten yet?
No.
Come on, I'll buy you lunch.
No.
Dom.
I said no, Nix.
Enough! Seriously, Dom, this is not okay anymore. We are trying to help you.
When will you all get it in your heads that I do not need your help?
When you stop acting like this!
Screw you, Orly.
Dominic.
Just leave.
But we...
Nix, please, just... Just go.
I knew it was bad, but...
I shouldn't have yelled.
I don't know what to do.
I don't either.
I'm gonna grab him some lunch and drop it off. At least then I'll feel like I did something.
Go on ahead. I'm gonna try and talk to him again.
Okay. I'll be back soon.
With one last forlorn look at the door, Nix jogged off.
Leave me alone.
Colton told me what you asked him about his mom.
Of course he did.
Ask me.
What?
Ask me what you asked him.
It was just a stupid question.
Ask me.
I don't have time for this.
Ask me.
Will you just drop it?
Will you just ask me?
Fine. If someone told you they could bring back your parents, would you?
Yes.
What?
When I drowned, I saw them. I talked to them. It was like a breath of fresh air after inhaling nothing but smoke. But it didn't last. Of course it didn't last. You know, I miss them with every fiber of my being. You know, I feel like there is this part of my soul that will never be filled. So yeah, if someone told me I could bring them back, I would. But there is a difference between knowing what you could do and what you should do.
I should have known you wouldn't understand.
No. Believe me, Dominic, out of everyone, I am probably the one person who completely understands. And that is why I am warning you. Do not go down a path that you cannot return from.
It was just a theory. I'm not naive enough to think I could ever do it.
We love you, Dom. You know that, right?
Can you leave? Please.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go. Just... please, be careful. Dark roads lead to dark places, Dom, and that line of thinking is a dark road. I should know.
Screw you! You don't know anything about me!
That is not true.
You are not in charge of me, and I don't need you telling me what road to travel.
I was just trying to-
Control me? Well, don't bother.
Fine. You know what? Fine. I am sorry that I even tried to care. You know what? Shelby would be ashamed of how you're acting right now.
Dominic watched as Orly turned and retreated down the driveway, slamming the door. He let out a guttural cry. Months of pain and guilt built up within his chest were spilling out through his cries now. Several hours later, when his tears were dried up and his whole body felt numb, he found himself getting ready to leave, packing a bag with everything he needed, leaving every book on the shelf. He opened the door and slid past the container of food that Nix had left without acknowledging it. His feet had their own plan, and he didn't care to know what it was. He ventured out to the late evening glow. Dominic stood at the base of the hill, the night sky dark and taunting above him, The minutes ticked by, closer and closer to midnight. The moon served as a reminder of the offer that was growing closer and closer to expiration. He sighed before turning his back on the hill and walking toward the pub. As he entered, the bartender flashed him a sympathetic smile.
Hey, Dom.
Can I just get anything?
Anything?
Yeah, don't care what.
Right away.
Fancy meeting you here. Mind if I sit?
Did Ellie send you?
No, I was meeting Flax here. Stayed for a few drinks, and then I saw you. How have you been?
I wish people would stop asking me that stupid question.
Fair enough.
Here's your drink.
This is water.
You said anything.
Wait, I...
What are you doing out so late?
Wasn't aware I had a curfew, Your Majesty.
I didn't mean it like that. I was just... You don't have to put up these walls around me, Dom. We've known each other long enough.
Well, maybe I don't want my king to know everything there is to know about me. Ever think about that?
I'm your friend first. I always have been. Dominic, why are you acting like this?
I am literally just trying to survive here, Kaelin. Will you please just let me do that?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know you probably feel like we're all ganging up on you. We're just worried.
There's nothing to worry about.
I don't think that's true.
Hey, barkeep. I want an actual drink, please.
The bartender and Kaelin shared a worried glance.
Don't look at him. I'm the one ordering a drink here.
Yeah. Coming right up.
Dom, maybe it would be best if you didn't have that drink.
The bartender slid a glass of deep amber liquid in front of Dominic, who gripped it in his hand.
Is that a command from my king?
Of course not.
Dominic slammed the drink back, swallowing each drop of the liquor.
Great talk, Kaelin.
Where are you going?
It is literally none of your business, Your Majesty.
Dominic retreated from the pub and spilled out onto the street. He placed his hands on his knees and took several long, deep breaths to calm his racing heart. His eyes unwillingly flitted up to the graveyard at the top of the hill.
It's not right. It's not possible. Right?
With one last long breath, he took the first step up the hill.
I'm glad you made it safely. Have you found anything?
Picked up on a trail of activity. Heads out of town. But we haven't followed it yet.
Okay, keep us posted.
Hey, Colton wants me to ask if you talked to Dom about that thing you're going to talk to Dom about. He's being properly cryptic about it. It's annoying.
Yeah, I did. But tell him that I'm not sure how much good it'll do.
He says thanks for trying.
Be safe, you two.
If there's something to find here, we'll find it.
I know you will.
Was that Gregor?
Yeah, they made it safely.
Good.
Did you manage to get Dom to eat anything?
I knocked on his door for over 10 minutes. I left the food for him on the stoop. Maybe he got it after I left.
Yeah. Maybe.
We have a problem.
What is it?
Dominic.
I know. We were just talking about him.
I've never seen him like this. I think... I'm really worried, Aurelie.
He won't listen to us. I feel so hopeless.
I just saw him at the pub. It was like he had given up.
At least he was out of the house, though, right?
We need to figure out what to do, and soon.
We will.
I'm not going to be able to sleep like this. I could use a midnight snack. We can discuss a plan of action then. Would you care to stay, Nix?
I would. We'll need all the help we can get to figure this out.
I'll come find you when it's ready.
Thank you.
The moon's soft light beaming down onto the headstones in the graveyard cast wicked shadows along the ground as Dominic entered. His feet carried him forward, beckoning him to the promised renewal of life, despite the fear and concerns that lay dormant in his mind. The potential respite from the guilt was too strong a possibility.
Shelby, I'm going to fix it. All of it. You didn't deserve this. I just hope you can forgive me when you're back.
I see you've made a decision.
I have.
Good. I knew you would see reason.
I just want to fix what I've broken.
And we will. Together.
Why do you want to help me?
Because I understand your pain. I feel it.
So, what am I supposed to do?
I think it's important that you understand exactly what it is you are agreeing to here, Dominic. I may ask some difficult things of you, and I need to know that you're willing to see this plan through to the very end.
What kind of difficult things?
Does it matter? Is there a cap to what you're willing to do to accomplish your goal?
No,
Because if you cannot commit to this, then we are better off never beginning.
I can.
How do I know I can trust you?
I give you my word.
Words are easily shattered.
How can I convince you?
The tall, slender woman produced a knife from her cloak and held it out for Dominic to examine. Its ruby red hilt shone brightly in the pale moonlight. The blade curved slightly with sharp, rigid teeth along its edge.
This is a necro-ritualistic dagger. These haven't been seen in a century. I thought they were all destroyed.
Nearly destroyed. The survival of this dagger is a highly guarded secret among my people, although it no longer works as intended.
Why not?
When necromagic was outlawed, and the Lafrisian Guard took it upon themselves to ensure that no one could use one of these again, they stripped this blade of its magic, but did not destroy it. Its magic can be replenished.
How?
Before I tell you, I need to know I can trust you. I need to know that you're willing to do anything in order to bring your friends back. 3 souls will require a hefty price. You must be willing to pay it.
I'll do anything.
Prove it.
How?
Make me a promise.
A fey bargain.
Drastic times call for drastic measures, dear.
Okay.
Dominic held out his hand to the woman, who smiled a sinister smile and clasped his hand in hers.
I don't even know your name.
You can call me Calvora.
Okay. Calvora. I, Dominic Winter, make this vow, a fey promise, to do what is asked of me in exchange for your assistance in reviving Pendrake Florian, Shelby Greylock, and Ramona Suron.
And if you fail to keep this promise to me,
I will accept the punishment you see fit.
A crash of thunder sounded above as a streak of lightning flashed across the sky. Dominic cried out as electricity seemed to run through the woman's hand into his body, burning him from the inside out. Once the pain had subsided, Dominic noticed a new scar on his arm. Thin, raised white lines in the shape of lightning crawled across his palm up the inside of his arm. He studied it carefully.
Now I know I can trust you.
So where do we start?
We need to recharge this dagger. Without it, we can't tap into my necromagic.
I don't know how to do that. I've never read anything about recharging necromagic daggers before.
It's taken me years to uncover the ritual. But finally, after tedious research, I figured it out. And lucky for me, I think you might be the perfect person to perform it.
Just tell me what I need to do.
These daggers were crafted by a legendary necroface centuries ago. That's why they were so powerful. And they were destroyed by a legendary fey in the guard. So, it is only logical that...
You need a legendary to recharge them.
Precisely.
You want me to ask Ellie to recharge this?
No. If it were that easy, I would have done it myself. This dagger needs the essence of a legendary, Dominic. It needs their life force.
What do you mean?
I mean, I need you to take this dagger and plunge it into Auralee Fae Sharp's heart.
What? What the hell? No, not a chance. Are you insane? I'm not killing Ellie. I'm here to bring my friends back to life, not send more to their deaths. Absolutely not.
Calm down, will you? She won't die. She'll heal. She's a legendary, after all.
I won't hurt her. I won't.
Oh, but you must.
I refuse.
Breaking your promise to me so soon, Dominic. And here I thought you were willing to do whatever it took to bring back those who died because of you.
I...
Whatever punishment I see fit, then, huh? Perhaps I see fit that you watch as I kill every person you've ever cared for, knowing that you could have saved them had you just done what I asked.
I can't.
No, you can, but you're choosing not to.
Please, don't do this.
I'll give you another chance. Your precious Auralee will survive if you do as I say, but no one will survive if you betray me. So, what will it be, Dominic?
You swear she will live.
She will not die from the wound you inflict.
And once I do this, you will bring my friends back.
If you do this, I will bring your friends back, yes.
Okay, I'll do it.
You're making the right choice. Now together you and I can right all those wrongs.
Calvora lifted the dagger toward Dominic, who took it in shaking hands. The weight felt almost unbearable in his palms.
Remember, to hit the heart, or it won't work. Return the dagger to me once you're finished and we can begin.
Okay. Okay.
With the dagger weighing heavily in his hands, Dominic nodded at Calvora and turned to face Hololite, his eyes trained on the castle of Lafrisia. Then he took the first step for the worst deed he'll ever have to commit.
All I'm saying is that it's not the end of the world if he dumps you.
Can we please not talk about this right now? I would walk away from this conversation if I could, but no, we're following a trail.
He's being pretty awful to you right now, and if he ends up dumping you, it might be a blessing in disguise. Or maybe you should just do it and get it over with.
He's going through something horrible right now, Gregor. I would never dump him in the middle of it.
You don't deserve how he's been treating you.
Maybe not, but that doesn't mean I don't plan to stand by him.
You're really in love with him, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Well, then I hope you're able to knock him out of this stupor, and fast, because I'm getting tired of everyone being all mopey. Well, here's where the trail ends. And nothing.
There's gotta be something here. There's no way we keep coming up empty.
I don't see anything here. Just a whole lot of nothing.
Wait, what's that?
What do you see?
I don't know. Maybe nothing, but maybe something. Do you see that plant?
The red one?
It's rare, isn't it?
Do I look like an herbalist?
I'm gonna collect a sample.
Okay. Why?
You remember what Nick said about that trail on Silk Island?
It went cold.
Near a thorn patch.
Okay. So what?
A thorny plant, living on the wasteland that is Silk Island. That's rare.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know for sure. I'm not a speed reader or really all that book smart, but if I'm right, someone is gathering ingredients. And if we can figure out what the ingredients are for, we can figure out what they still need, and then...
We can figure out where they're going next! Colton, you're brilliant!
I've just spent a lot of time around one of the greatest minds in Lafrisia. Come on, let's get this sample and head back. We need to figure out what they're trying to make.
Dear diary, I'm so scared.
I feel like we're losing Dominic. Every day, every second, I feel him slipping further away, and I have no idea how to stop it. I want to protect him from himself, but I don't even know how to get through to him anymore. And I can't help but feel like what he's saying about me is true. I have made so many mistakes in life. I run away when people needed me most. I didn't trust the people that deserved to be trusted. Shelby, Ramona, and Drake. My parents. All the missing Lafrisians. I should have stayed. I should have saved them. I couldn't. I am a failure, and now I am failing Dominic, too. Come in. Dominic? It's good to see you.
Hi, Ellie.
Please, come in. I'm glad you're here. I wanted to apologize about earlier.
You don't have to apologize for anything.
No, I want to. I want you to know that I understand what you're going through and why you've said the things that you've said. And I never should have judged you for thinking about the things you were or assumed anything. I was being high and mighty and I should have just trusted you.
No, you shouldn't have.
What do you mean?
You shouldn't have trusted me. I can't be trusted.
Dom, come on, don't say that.
You were right to warn me about those dark roads.
Dom, what happened? What are you talking about?
Some are darker than others, aren't they?
What did you do?
Nothing. Yet.
Okay. We can get through this together. You and me and Kaylin, Nyx, Colton, we are all here for you.
You won't be.
Of course we will. No matter what, Dom, we have got you. We love you. You don't have to do this alone.
Aurelie rushed forward, throwing her arms around Dominic's neck and pulling him into her for a hug. She embraced her friend warmly, hoping he felt how deeply she cared for him. His arms swung idly at his side for a moment before moving to enclose around her. He held her back, tears sliding down his cheeks and landing on Aurelie's shoulder. His sobs racked through his body as Aurelie held him tighter.
I've got you.
Slowly, Dominic slid the dagger from under his sleeve, gripping the ruby hilt in his hands. He felt the guilt already crashing into him like a wave of regret. Aurelie held him like a friend, someone who trusted him, who loved him. His heart raced as he raised the dagger. Using his unfortunately very detailed knowledge of anatomy to aim the tip of the dagger at her heart. One plunge and it would pierce. He was sure of that. One plunge, and he could save Shelby, Pendrake, and Ramona. One plunge, and he would right all his wrongs.
I'm so sorry.
What are you... Dom... What?
Tears stained Dominic's eyes as Aurelie pulled back to look at him. Blood poured from her mouth as she staggered back. Dominic pulled the blade from her and felt it vibrate with magic in his hand.
You're going to be okay. She promised.
Dominic, I...
Aurelie fell to her knees, blood pouring from her wound, marring the wooden floor with a deep crimson stain. Dominic watched on in horror as the dagger came to life in his hands. A glorious, sinister, full of dead kind of life. He had completed his task.
You... Why?
I'm sorry.
Thank you for listening. The Lafrisian Chronicles: Dawn of Decay, Part 1 was written by Nicole Tuttle Robb and edited by Mariah Clausen, and featured the vocal talents of Nicole Tuttle Robb, Mariah Clausen, ML Earhart, Wes Haas, Emily Buza, Zachary Robb, Griffin Coldiron, Rin Moran, and Phil Tuttle. This episode was sound designed and edited by Catherine Stanley, along with Zachary Tuttle Robb and Nicole Tuttle Robb, and featured the music of John Bartman. Join us in 1 month for the epic conclusion of the Lefrisian Chronicles. Until next time, listeners.